Welcome! Today we're heading to Bologna and Emilia Romagna, a part of Italy that rewards appetite, curiosity, and a slightly slower pace. Think historic streets, deeply rooted food traditions, and nearby towns that make a short break feel wonderfully expansive. Bologna is the gateway here, but the larger idea is simple. Use one welcoming city as a base, then taste and explore the region one place at a time. Bologna has an immediately distinctive mood. Its brick and ochre buildings seem to hold the warmth of the day, while long porticos turn even an ordinary walk into a sheltered procession of arches, shadows, shopfronts, and passing conversations. Start around Piazza Maggiore, where the scale opens up and city life gathers naturally. Rather than treating it as a box to tick, pause there. Watch people cross the square, notice the changing light on the facades, and let the city introduce itself. From there, wander toward the area of the two towers. The leaning medieval towers are a striking reminder that Bologna's character is built vertically as well as along its streets. You do not need a frantic route. The pleasure is in the small turns between landmarks. The porticos make that approach especially easy. They encourage walking without demanding a perfect plan. A few blocks can lead from a busy square to a quieter lane, a bookshop, a cafe table, or a neighborhood with a more everyday rhythm. Then there is the food, and this is where Bologna becomes more than a beautiful city. Emilia Romagna's cooking is often celebrated internationally, but the best way to understand it is as local culture with specific histories, techniques, and places behind every name. Tagliatelle al ragù is a classic Bologna dish, and it is worth approaching without the expectation of a giant, heavy restaurant cliché. A good plate can be remarkably balanced. Fresh pasta, a slow-cooked sauce, and enough restraint to let the ingredients speak. Tortellini, often served in broth, offers another expression of care and craft. Mortadella belongs in this conversation too, not as a generic sandwich filling, but as a product closely associated with Bologna's culinary identity. Beyond the city, Parmigiano Reggiano and traditional balsamic vinegar point toward other parts of the region. They are not interchangeable souvenirs. Their character is tied to established local traditions, so asking where something was produced is part of eating thoughtfully. For a manageable short trip, give Bologna your first full day. Walk the historic center, spend time around Piazza Maggiore and the two towers, and browse food markets slowly enough to notice what local shoppers are actually buying. On another day, choose one nearby town. Modena suits travelers drawn to balsamic vinegar and a compact historic center. Parma is a natural choice for food traditions and elegant urban atmosphere. Ravenna offers a different pull altogether, with its extraordinary mosaic heritage. I would resist trying to combine all three in one rushed day. These are distinct destinations, not scenic stops on a checklist. Pick the one that genuinely interests you, then allow enough time for a walk, a meal, and a little aimless discovery. Keep one stretch of the trip deliberately unplanned. Follow a portico into a neighborhood you have not researched, linger over lunch, or sit with a coffee and revise the afternoon. That flexibility is often what makes a city feel memorable rather than merely visited. Spring and autumn are often especially pleasant for sightseeing, with generally milder conditions for walking, though the best season depends on whether you prefer quieter streets, warmer evenings, or a particular food and cultural calendar. Bologna works well as a rail-connected base for major nearby cities, while the historic center itself is best experienced on foot. Build in time for station transfers and walks from arrival points rather than planning every connection too tightly. A little consideration goes a long way here. Follow dress and behavior rules in churches, keep residential streets peaceful late at night, and remember that meals have their own local rhythm. Choose independent businesses when you can, and treat tables as places to linger, not turn over quickly. The useful takeaway is this. Bologna is strongest when you let it be a relaxed base, not a race. Savor its streets and table, then give one nearby Emilia Romagna town the attention it deserves. Thanks for listening. I hope this leaves you ready to wander beneath Bologna's porticos with a little more patience and appetite. Until next time, travel well.